This is 92.9 FM KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
Adolf, come and get it! Your clam cakes are getting damp!
It's non-corporate broadcasting for California's San Lorenzo Valley. I'm Vince Vinyl. Sure hope your Monday evening is going well. Thanks for letting us provide the soundtrack. Just past 10 p.m., I've been having fun so far. Another couple hours still ahead, and I've still got more cool shit for you. So if you stick around, we'll pull off that magic trick again. We will not stop rocking until we turn tonight into tomorrow.
takes messages and sends them to my brain. No guarantee the stimuli must be perceived the same. I'm looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes. 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 Gary don't need his eyes to see. Gary and his eyes have parted company.
Yeah.
That song often. Not sure exactly what it is that grabs me, but I dig it. Do You Feel the Same was the title from Aussie band Silverchair. If I was see-through, would you turn the pages or would you just read my spine? The lads from Liverpool, the Fab Four, was in there. Gary Gilmore's Eyes, that was an interesting little ditty in that set, wouldn't you agree? That one from Dean Schlabowski. I'm not making it up, but they are. I believe it's an all-star group of Bloodshot Records artists, and a track from a benefit CD the label released for the Illinois Death Penalty Moratorium Project. And Richard Thompson kicked things off there, Mingus Eyes. What a bitchin' track that is. I just love the way RT mistreats his guitar.
This is a public service announcement. Be sure to rinse thoroughly when so instructed on shampoo bottles.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the Boulder Creek Public Service Announcement Association and this station.
Say, summer started over the weekend. I trust you gave it a suitable welcome. We're just a couple days in, but it's been feeling like summer for the past week or two. Quite warm. And the weather guy tells us to expect the same throughout the week.
Never know. Blame it on the seasons. They come and go. Blame it on the weather or something in the wind. Blame it on whatever it might have been. You can say you know what happened. You can say that I was wrong. You can say most anything you want to. You can say I just say so long. So long. Never mind the laughter that doesn't come. Tell yourself you hate me. Tell us all your sides. Tell your friends I'm crazy. It'll save your pride. You can say you know what happened. You can say say most anything.
it's not important. You can swear it's all a game. Call it fame or fortune, but it's all the same. You can say you know what happened. You can say that I was wrong. Just say so long. So long. I just say so long.
You can say so long.
You can say that I was wrong. You can say
we'll be right back.
Tracks kind of about baseball to wind up that set. As we approach the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, still a few weeks out, I believe July 14th is the date, and a couple of days before and after with the Home Run Derby, yada, yada, yada. That last track was from Eagles cat Don Henley. Center field was John Fogerty, the former Creedence Clearwater Revival guy, and it was fresh music from AC/DC, Play Ball from the newest and probably the last AC/DC album. The Aussie guys having both legal and health problems here lately. Quicksilver Messenger Services was in there. We heard Babe, I'm Gonna Leave from them. And So Long was by Firefall. You say what you want, I just say so long. Just past 10:30 on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. We've got to get to the news, but don't make a move. Tool is on tap right after the break.
I'm the personal nurse at the KCUF News Desk with this sports update. Here's Hans Onemann in New York with the story.
Hi, I'm here to report that Mike Piazza of the New York Mets is strictly a ladies' man, a manly man. He said he's not gay. He dates women. A guy who you don't have to worry about if you drop the soap in the shower. He might be single, in his mid-30s, neat, with a mustache. Mike Piazza is a heterosexual. And just because he squats with his legs spread and holds his hand near his privates and sends signals to another man for a living, and just because balls are always headed towards his chin, and just because a lot of guys wave their bats in front of him while he's on his knees, and just because he's always gloving up, the fact is Mike Piazza blocks big strong men when they try and penetrate his home base. And although he does like to go deep, just remember, Mike Piazza is not gay. He's just a catcher. Hans Onman reporting from the Mets clubhouse. Toodaloo!
For light bulbs, crystal goblets, or whatever, the Simville Picayune is the best for packing and wrapping. And with little or no news, there's little or no waste. Buy one today.
Thank you. I say, someday time will show me how to be so cool. Someday.
Out of control. If it's a fight, other guy. If you know what I know, that I know.
It's been a long time coming, and the tables turned around. 'Cause one of us is going, one of us is going down. I'm not running, it's a little different now. 'Cause one of us is going, one of us is going down.
Define your meaning of fun. To me it's when we're getting it done. I feel the heat coming off of the blacktop, so get ready for another one. Let's take a trip down memory lane. The words circling in my brain. You can treat this like another all the same, but don't cry like a bitch when you feel the pain.
It's been a long time coming, and the tables turn around. 'Cause one of us is going, one of us is going down. I'm not running, it's a little different now. 'Cause one of us is going, one of us is going down.
This is hard, be worth fighting for. But it's a little place that I can't ignore. With my fist in your face, and your face on the floor. It'll be a long time coming, bet you got the message now. 'Cause I was never going.
Yeah, you're the one that's going down.
Your dukes, buddy. One of us is going down. That was Sick Puppies, all aggro and everything. Freedom was Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane from the very last Airplane LP. It came out in 1989, and some of the members had already started playing as the Jefferson Starship by then. Tool did that first song, Right Into. I was moving fast and put it away already, but I believe that's from the 10,000 Days album.
And now, a message from Morgan Freeman.
Now, when did Ben Affleck quit sucking? He used to be the white Tyler Perry. His name in the credits meant the movie was crap. Now he's so big, even Matt Damon's like, hey, can we still be pals? What's next in this crazy-ass world? Amanda Bynes driving sober? It's enough to make me think anyone in Hollywood can earn respect.
In my kitchen, there's going to be rain. kitchen. It's going to be raining, I do. When a woman gets in trouble, everybody throws her down. Looking for her good friend, none can be found. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining, I do. And the time's coming, it's gonna be so. You can't make the winter break, just dry long so. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining, I do.
South Carolina, in the piney woods, where they make sweet turpentine. There I first saw the light of day, landing on my mind.
running in the sunshine laughing, rolling in the red dirt crying. I said, good God have mercy. Cannery warehouse, baby, I went to school. I eat lunch from the cans that I stole. Heating them up on a pot-bellied stove I used to keep out in the cold. Sitting around, you know, just telling lies about what I'd be when I grew old. Sitting, good God have mercy. Trestle track now, mama, with the B&N used to haul. Freight train caught daddy one day, he took a long, long fall. I'd only been taught to think on life, never thought on death at all. Said, good God have mercy.
I wanna tell you a story. Ain't got no characters in it but me. I wanna sing you a sad song. Most of it I don't expect you to believe. It starts off just a whiskey and wine, or some miles of travel and some real good times. But it ends in a dark corridor where there ain't no windows and there ain't no doors. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off this bottle and a drifting out to sea. Oh, that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. I wanna take you to a shipwreck, 1,000 miles underneath the Black Sea. It looks like everybody's sleeping, but look close, they are dead indeed. I wanna lead you to an armchair, deep back in the files of my mind. I wanna sit you in a candle's light, where I've been spending all of my time.
Well, that's me.
Just a drinking off this bottle, is it drinking off of me?
Now that's me.
Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf.
Oh, that's me.
Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams.
Yeah, that's me.
Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams.
Helps with the pain. Your wild thirst for pleasure has made my despair. But when you get to the bottom, girl, I won't be there. You're living like there's no tomorrow. I live like there's only yesterday. But who will break free of his sorrow? And who'll have a lifetime to pay? Just tear it up, crazy angel. Let your reckless heart roam. And when you get to the bar,
crown of thorns, just like you know who. And I heard my ship is sailing in, Lord knows she's overdue. I heard a high-pitched laugh when the lights went out, sounded like my wife. Well, I gave my heart, my soul, and then I got kicked out of my life. Well, you're gonna have to learn to live with what you got to live. Shadow of a doubt, and I bet I get a phone call when you live.
I'm Headed South. That was Stephen Bruton and Big Top Hat. Not Big Top Hat, but Big Top Hat. When You Get to the Bottom was Robbie Fulks. Graveyard was The Devil Makes Three, Like a Caltrans Worker, Leaning on My Shovel in This Graveyard of Dreams. Roy Buchanan did Good God Have Mercy. East Bay gal Alice Stewart did A Nice Job on Statesboro Blues. And Robert Johnson, whom many consider the most significant blues artist ever, did Come On in My Kitchen. Come on in, girl, 'cause it's gonna be raining outside. Robert Johnson, truly a blues giant, an unbelievable tunesmith. Seems like he wrote half of the great blues songs ever. Dust My Broom and Crossroads, Ramblin' on My Mind, 3220 Blues, Sweet Home Chicago, Love in Vain, and Come On in My Kitchen, the song we heard, and on and on. Cat could sing, too, a very unique and original style. Same with his guitar style. Nobody else was doing the things Robert Johnson did back in the day. He died in 1938, and his licks are still prominent in blues music.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Okay, here we go. And I forgot everything I was supposed to bring. Alright, let's try this again. Here we go. We go in the car. Oh, and I'm going backwards. Okay, forwards, here we go. Is that my car making that noise? Sounds like a fucking dying robot. And we're riding in the car and we're never fucking stopping. Yeah, I should turn on the radio. Our song is a slam scream, door sneaking out the tap of his. What the fuck? How long have I been singing that? Well, I don't even like that song. What is it, my teeth? How long has that been there?
Oh, I almost hit a cone.
We touchy yuppie, touchy yuppie. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Quit riding my ass, brah. You wanna lick my ass? Ass-licking ball sack motherfucking cock bitch.
Oh, hey, look at that dog. I like your outfit. Oh my god, that's a curve.
And that's a stop sign. Why is that girl jogging like half naked? Hey, Angel Face, next time buy a whole shirt. Oh, that's why. She looks like a porn star. Maybe I should start jogging. I'm not gonna start jogging. I beat you. And I just got star power, so I pass you. Waluigi, yeah, we gon' win. They see me rolling, they hating. It is time to roll up my window. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck, I'm lost, I'm so fucking lost. I'm so fucking lost, fuck my life. Hey, you can see right through these pants.
This is my vagina.
Oh, I'm here. And I'm late. That's about right.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.